New York City has the Empire State Building, Seattle the Space Needle, and for many years King City, Missouri had a tombstone. Yes, it shows how times have changed when it was a tombstone that was part of the skyline that one could see for miles. It really tells us a lot about the settling of the Midwest, and it's today's edition of the American Countryside. Danny Lewis says that like every other town established in the Midwest, King City, Missouri needed a place such as this.
A group of men came together in 1880 thinking that we needed a local King City cemetery. They were able to purchase a 3-acre tract for $125.
A 16-year-old German immigrant girl named Anna Swineforth passed from unknown causes on June 23rd, 1880.
At that time, a cemetery plot cost $7, but in order to kind of get the ball rolling and to get somebody buried there, the cemetery board offered the Swineforth family a free burial plot. So that's how Anna Swineforth became the first person that's buried there.
The family received a free plot, but a tombstone was never erected. That honor went to the next person buried in the cemetery.
First man with the tombstone was a local farmer by the name of Robert Nelson. And Mr. Nelson was killed in the cyclone, or tornado as we call it now, of 1881 that struck King City.
Not only was it the first tombstone, it was a giant marker for the time.
It's hard to believe now, but in early days of King City, this was all prairie. There weren't any trees here locally, and because of that unobstructed view, it was said that you could see Mr. Nelson's tombstone silhouetted against the eastern sky from far away as the Cumberland Presbyterian Church, which is roughly 2 miles away.
The tombstone is about 5 feet tall, but could be seen for miles on the prairie. The city celebrates its 150th anniversary this weekend with fireworks, hot air balloons, carnivals, and much more. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.